Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline. What has been a very interesting few days for Major League Baseball, to say the least, and pretty much uncharted territories right now. Mel Antonin's been covering Major League Baseball for a long, long time, now with Masson, of course, and Sports Illustrated, and he joins us now. Mel, how are you?
Hey, good evening, Brett. I'm doing fine.
Well, you've been covering labor discussions in baseball, and it's absolute worst. You've covered labor uncertainty in baseball, and then you've covered Bud Selig at his absolute worst and his absolute best. When I say that, I mean from the perception of the fans. Is this Bud Selig's finest moment, or is this his darkest moment?
No, I think this reflects good on Bud Selig. I think he's done a lot of good things for the game.
I agree.
And this one too, I think is good. This is more good than bad by far. He had to take a stand on this. Best interest of the baseball game, tons of evidence, at least from his perspective. Basically what he has is tons of evidence and really no official denial or anything from Alex Rodriguez, except for public outcries that he's not happy with the situation.
Yeah, his lawyers have gone on the Today Show and on 60 Minutes on CBS, and they've denied. And A-Rod himself has done a few interviews where he has said he hasn't done it, but he officially was given a chance to take the stand in his own defense in the what was formally negotiated by the union and Major League Baseball, and he did not do so, correct?
Yep, that's you got it. You're right on with that. He had a chance to tell his side within the legal ramifications that the union and Major League Baseball set up, and he hasn't done that. And so the question you have to ask, this isn't me saying it, but the question you have to ask is, how credible is he if he won't stand up within the process and defend himself? He'll defend himself when there's no cross-examination, but he's not willing to defend himself when there is a cross-examination. I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm just saying that it's a legitimate question.
You look around and you see the fact that A-Rod, over the course of his time in Major League Baseball, has gone to, and I don't want to use this phrase too seriously, but he's gone to war with pretty much everybody he could have over time. He's gone to war with now the union, with Yankee teammates, with Yankee front office management, with Major League Baseball. You look around, the whole world can't possibly be against a man who's profited so much off Major League Baseball. It has to be some of his own fault at some point.
Yeah, at some point, you have to stand back and say, what did I do wrong? What can I do to correct the situation? What can I take responsibility for? That's just plain old common sense. But he's blamed everybody. Like you said, there's a whole list of people. There's really not anybody that he can turn to now, except for a few close friends for support, because the union's upset with him, Major League Baseball, certainly the Yankees are upset with him. But there comes a time when you have to say, what did I do wrong? And if he had taken responsibility for this at the onset, instead of allowing Major League Baseball to go through all this investigation, he might have gotten away with a 50-game suspension just like everybody else, and this could have all been swept under the carpet. I mean, this all could have been history, but he's digging a deep hole for himself, no question. And it's too late now. It's the point of no return. I don't think there's anything Alex Rodriguez can do to put himself in the good graces of fans and of baseball.
Mel Antonin is with us here on WBAL. Mel, I find it ironic that Alex Rodriguez and his team, they're calling Tony Bosch to be not credible, and that he may not be. He's not certainly a savory character, not someone I would want to hang around with on a Saturday night, to say the least. But that aside, Alex Rodriguez has gone on the same program, 60 Minutes with Katie Couric in 07, went on a very lengthy reason why he's never, ever taken performance-enhancing drugs, going as far to say, I've never felt overwhelmed on a baseball field. I've always been the bigger guy in class. I've never needed to go that route. And then, less than a year later, doing an interview with Peter Gammons, admitting to at least using in parts of three or four seasons. So if you want to say Tony Bosch has no credibility, no one's asked the question, well, your client lied about this on the same television program and then confessed on another.
Yep, you got it. That's why there's so many issues with A-Rod's story. Because he didn't take responsibility for it at the end or at the beginning, and now he's in deep trouble now, and nobody knows when to believe him. And you know, as far as that 60 Minutes story goes, it was a great story, and who am I to be critical of 60 Minutes? But the one thing they could have had, Brett, that would have been a good story, is somebody, a steroids expert, talking about Anthony Bosch and reacting to whether or not what he was claiming to be true. I mean, could a player actually take a gummy,
yeah,
put it in his mouth at 10:30 in the morning, and be certain to pass a possible drug test after a game? That's pretty bizarre stuff.
That's really interesting. That's a really good aspect of the story that was not really told. Time's always a factor in those kinds of things for television, but that's a really interesting side of it I had not thought of. I was thinking the same thing, though, during. I'm like, really? I didn't know one could take that much and then pass these urine tests. But the facts are, here's something that's really interesting about Tony Bosch, who said last night on the 60 Minutes story that it's, quote, a cakewalk for him. He had five players, many of them of note, like Bartolo Colon and Manny Ramirez, who tested positive. Don't forget, Ryan Braun actually tested positive and was under the tutelage of Anthony Bosch. So he does not bat 1,000 with this stuff.
No, he didn't. He didn't. And, you know, it just goes to show that if there's money on the table, if there's glory, if there's all this stuff that A-Rod wants, you know, players, and A-Rod in particular, are going to try to go that route for whatever reason. But it also tells you, it's a snapshot of what a lot of critics have been saying, a lot of drug performance enhancing, you know, a lot of steroids experts have been saying all along, that you got to constantly amend your program. Major League Baseball has a very good drug testing policy, no question, best in all sports probably, but you need to keep amending it. You can't rest on your laurels, because it doesn't take long for the bad chemist to be way ahead of the good chemist.
Mel Antonin is with us here on WBAL. We'll take a quick break. I want to ask Mel about the Yankees getting off the hook for this massive A-Rod contract for at least one season, and also looking back at last week's Hall of Fame vote. We'll do that next when we come back here on WBAL.